you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We talked Emory basketball yesterday on the Coach's Corner. Today we're going to flip. We're going to talk Carbon Dino boys basketball. The Dinos have gotten off to a terrific start in Region 14. Slow start throughout the league schedule. They entered region play at 1-6, riding a five-game losing skid, but they've answered by beating both JUAB and Providence Hall. Now 2-0 in league action. Huge game tomorrow. They take on Delta. If they can get a win tomorrow against Delta, the Dinos are in beautiful shape. Earlier today, I caught up with Coach Kyle Wilson. This interview took place about 3 or 4 hours ago. We couldn't quite make the schedules mesh up today, but Coach Wilson, always kind enough to maneuver things around to make sure he makes time for us here on Drive Time Sports. Interview earlier today with Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dino basketball squad. Coach, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Be on.
Coach, we'll dive right into it. Talk about the way the Dinos have played so far in region play. Kind of a rough patch in the non-league tilt. You guys played a very challenging non-region schedule. There was really no hangover from those six losses that you guys suffered in the non-league season because you have played pretty good basketball to start off Region 14. You guys are 2-0 tied with Union at the top.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys learned quite a bit from the preseason stuff, kind of what to expect, and you know, are putting it together right now and playing pretty decent basketball. And I still think we have a lot of room to grow and a lot of room to get better. I just think we're going to keep going up from here. And I'm excited to see kind of how we're going to mature and what's going to happen.
I've always felt, Coach, that it's important to make sure you guys take advantage of home court, especially in region play. I mean, the key, right, is to take win your home games, try to steal a couple on the road, and if you manage to do that, you put yourself in fine shape, and you guys have done that. You're 2-0 at home in region play.
Right, you know, 2-0, and that's kind of our thing. We need to protect our home court if we can get, you know, if we can win out at home. I mean, I don't want to look, you know, toward the future too much, but, you know, if we can win out at home and then, you know, go 500 on the road, you're, especially in this region, you're going to be in a really good spot, you know, come into the year.
What's been the biggest difference between what you guys have accomplished over the last two games compared to the first seven games of the season, Coach?
I think it's all finally starting to click with the guys. We're finally starting to figure out what we need to do to win, you know, and we had a tough time. I mean, we changed a few things, you know, in the system, defensively and offensively. So it's finally starting to come together for the guys, and they're understanding the type of, you know, defense they need to play, type of offense they need to play, and just kind of how to go about it. I think it's starting to click with the guys, and it's all, and that's kind of what the goal is with a preseason. You know, you want to fix things, you want to make sure you're fine-tuning some stuff and coming into region, and you know, that's what has happened, I feel, because right now we're, you know, I'm extremely happy with you know, how we've played the first two region games, but it's like I said, we haven't peaked yet, and I think, you know, as a team, we'll continue to get better.
Let's talk about one of your seniors in particular. It seems like Jordan Vasquez is definitely shooting the basketball a lot better than he was at the beginning of the season. Does that have anything to do with some of the changes that you know, you talked about making within this team, kind of fine-tuning, or is he just finally finding his rhythm?
You know, I think it's both. I think it's a confidence thing, you know, with Jordan, personally with Jordan, you know, he's a heck of a shooter, and he can, you know, extend the lead or get us back in a game, all by himself, you know, within a matter of minutes if he shoots the ball well. And, but, you know, it does come with some of the changes. You know, it comes with, you know, trying to get the high quality shots instead of, you know, running the heck out of it every time. And his defense, you know, even changing defense is going to affect guys, you know, offensively. So I think it's both. He's finally getting that confidence up, and I'm excited to see what he can do throughout the rest of the year.
One of the guys you and I talked about, Coach, at the beginning of the season, and you mentioned him being a very special offensive player, was Colin Lewis. I mean, have you felt Colin is starting to grasp this concept a little bit more and starting to fulfill that role that you expected him to play at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, you know, I believe he is, and one thing with Colin is his defense is getting better each game too, and you know, as a basketball player, you play better defense, your offense is going to get better. And it seems like, you know, anytime we need something, you know, or we're starting off the game, I'm going to go to Colin. You know, I'm going to look at him and try to get him the ball to start it off, get us rolling a little bit. And he's answered the call, you know, the past two games. And, you know, if he gets going, then it gets everybody else going. And it's just up from there. You know, you put the ball in Colin's hands offensively, something good is going to happen 99% of the time.
Sure, sure. Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbondale Boys basketball squad. Coach, with that being said, what's the mindset like around this team after going through those struggles and now winning the last two? I mean, is it a night and day difference at practice, or were these kids pretty even keel even with the early struggles?
You know, even with the early struggles, they were staying very positive. They're, you know, they, I think with every loss, they learn something, which is kind of the goal of basketball, you know, taking something from a loss. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we want to win, but at the same time, you learn more from the losses. But, you know, they've been pretty upbeat, and they're hungry, and they want to win. That's just all there is to it. You know, those varsity guys, they compete every day at practice. You know, it's a battle every day at practice. And the good thing about it is I don't have to worry about effort at any point in time in practice. So, you know, I've been happy with the way they've responded from the losses and the way they've responded from the win. Because the wins are, you know, the losses make you want to win, and the wins make you want to win even more.
I mean, I've never felt that Carbon basketball, boys basketball, despite the fact that last season was the first year that this program has gotten past the opening round in quite some time. Coach, I've never felt that losing was ever a habit with this boys program. I've never got that feeling with the boys basketball program, and you've been around it for the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's hard, you know, when, especially around the community, and I'm not, you know, blaming the community by any means, but it's even when I played basketball for Carbon back in the early 2000s, it was okay, you know, to lose. It was a successful season if you, you know, won 8 games, 9 games, and then, you know, lost in the first round of the playoffs. You know, it was still successful because, well, you won a couple games and you made it to the first round. And, you know, after last year, and the guys last year, my seniors last year were fantastic. They would have done anything they possibly could, you know, to win and make it past that first round. And I think if you were ever around them or you ever watched them play, you realize that. And what they did is they passed that on, you know, to these guys I have now. These guys were there last year. They got a little bit of that taste of success. And they're going to work their butt off to try to get back and, you know, get even more, you know, go even further and try to make a splash.
Coach, you and I have had this conversation. I know we had this at the beginning of the season, and I want to get your thoughts on it now that we're, you know, a few games into the season. You played college basketball, and there's always that conversation of this guy's a freshman, this guy's a sophomore, but at some particular time of the season, you don't want him playing like he's a freshman. He's no longer a freshman. You have to rely on a lot of underclassmen. Have you seen that growth that is imperative for you guys to be successful already before we get into the Christmas break? Are you noticing this with your underclassmen?
No, I am. I am. And even some of the juniors are surprising me this year. You know, with Colin Lewis, I talked about his potential early in the year, and now he's proving, you know, what I said he could do. Another one, I mean, is a junior, is Ty Anderson. Ty Anderson, I can put him in a basketball game, and I'm not going to have a letdown. He's going to be aggressive. He's quick, and he's strong, and he's going to go in the game and do some good things at the point guard. And, you know, keep creating for everybody and like, you know, not have a letdown with anybody else. You know, Caleb Nelson, you know, he's starting to find he's a sophomore. He's starting to find his rhythm a little bit. And, you know, he struggled a little bit early, but I know what he's capable of. And he's kind of starting to show a little bit of a little more aggressiveness. And you know, he wants to help this team, you know, go as far as we can. And he's willing to do whatever it takes to do that. You know, it might not always show on the box score, but, you know, he's as physical of a big guy as we got on the floor. And so, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, that don't start, are coming in and getting minutes, you know, and the thing that we don't see is the practice minutes. You know, I got a lot of young guys that are pushing these older guys in practice and making them better. And they don't get the credit that they deserve. You know, on the box score or, you know, in the paper and all that stuff. But But I got a lot of sophomores that are really pushing these guys to be the best varsity team they can be.
Let's talk about Wednesday night's matchup, Coach. Against Delta, this is a very, very important game. Again, with you guys being at 2-0 and Delta being at 1-1, if you guys can find a way to go on the road and get a win over a pretty good Delta basketball team, you put yourselves in a pretty solid position to potentially win Region 14.
I feel the same way. If we can go over there, and it's always hard to go over and play in Delta. It is. Delta is a very good basketball team, and they're well coached. They got a couple guys that are just players. I mean, that's all you can describe them as, are just players. And, if we can go over there, I can get my guys prepared enough and ready to show up, get off the bus and actually, do what we're capable of, I feel it's a winnable basketball game. And you're right, it puts us in a very, very good position going into the Christmas break. At the top of the region, we'll see what happens, with Union or whatnot, but we have a very good chance, to do some good things with the region if we can get this win and continue rolling, off of it.
They have two individuals in particular, one being Derek Smith, who's averaging close to 20 a game, and then also Trevor Burton. We got to look at this team once already this season when Emory went toe-to-toe with Delta. Outside of that, Coach, it seems like the scoring is pretty small outside of those two kids. Those two kids are going to kind of lead this team offensively. They're not as physical, not as big as Delta has been in the past, but they have two kids that can score the basketball and take over a game.
Yeah, they do. That Smith kid, he's a good basketball player. He's got a good feel for the game. And obviously we've got some film on them when we watch them play and if we can contain those two a little bit or one of them and make somebody else beat us, if that's what's going to happen, then that's what we're going to do. And what we're trying to do is, slow it down a little bit, and that's kind of different from what we've been doing. We just want to, make sure we force them into taking, not high percentage shots, and make sure we're boxing out and rebounding and then go, us go to the other end of the floor and take high percentage shots, move the ball and make sure we're getting good shots, make a defense work. I feel if we can go over there and play our game and not get caught up in everything else. And I think it's a game that, we can win. And even if one of those guys gets 20, 25 points, it's just make sure we contain everybody else. And I think we'll be fine.
We'll end with this, Coach. Following tomorrow's game, you guys will get 8 days off. Coaches always have a different opinion on the Christmas break. My mindset has always been, look, this basketball season for high school, it's a grind. You play 4 months. Sometimes it's much needed. Are you happy that the Christmas break is upon us, or is it something that you would like to see, push off a little bit longer?
have this conversation with me after tomorrow. I don't like it to a point. I mean, the guys need a break, and they deserve a break. They've been working hard. But at the same time, I got a group of guys that want to live in the gym. And we'll have a shoot-around on Thursday, and we'll have a shoot-around on the 27th, and then we get ready to go to, Cedar City the next day for the Steve Austin Cancer Classic. We'll try to limit their time off, but at the same time, make sure they get plenty of rest and enjoy the holidays.
Coach, it's always fun to catch up with you. Always fun to talk Carbon High School basketball. Thank you again for the time, and best of luck against Delta.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dental Boys basketball team. Earlier today, we did that interview over the phone talking about the boys basketball team. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to flip over to the national sports scene. We're going to talk college football. I haven't spent a whole lot of time on that particular topic, but that's what we're going to do next segment. Coming up here on Drive Time Sports.